North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 16, 2020.
The Associated Press is reporting today that Massachusetts schools will close for at least 3 weeks and all gatherings of 25 people or more will be banned. The governor has also ordered all dine-in restaurants to close for a month. Takeaway and delivery services won't be affected by the rules, nor will grocery stores or pharmacies. Meanwhile, on Sunday, the state reported that it has 164 cases of COVID-19. In related stories, the Salem News is reporting that area school districts are preparing for food distribution for students, even though there is no school scheduled for the next several weeks. Also in Lynn, the Lynn Housing Authority and Neighborhood Development, LHAN, is taking steps to protect its most vulnerable tenants. The agency, which operates six elderly housing buildings that contain 353 apartments, is closing down its rental assistance and admission offices for at least the next 2 weeks, and deep cleaning of all residential buildings on a daily basis will take place, according to Peggy McLean, the LHAN Executive Council. Gayla Colley with that story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
The Gloucester Times has a list of the latest closures, cancellations, and postponements on Cape Ann, prompted by concern of preventing the spread of the COVID-19 virus. If you have any items to add to this, you can contact Andrea Holbrook at aholbrook@gloucestertimes.com. The Archives Department at City Hall in Gloucester is closed for at least 2 weeks. Cape Ann Veterans Services has canceled its Friday network meetings. The Catholic community of Gloucester and Rockport has closed its buildings until further notice. Essex has closed all its town buildings to the public. Anyone needing to do business with the town is asked to call or email the appropriate department. Gloucester public schools are closed for 2 weeks beginning today, March 16, to undergo deep cleanings. All school field trips, out-of-state and in-state, and all school events have been canceled through and including May 3. Talbot Rink and Newell Stadium are also closed for 2 weeks, beginning Sunday, March 14. The Gloucester Lyceum and Sawyer Free Library remains open, but some meetings and events have been postponed or canceled. Halibut Point State Park Visitor Center, Gott Avenue in Rockport, has been closed through April 1 by the State Department of Conservation and Recreation. Red Cross Heroes Breakfast, scheduled for March 26, is canceled. Rockport has closed its Town Hall, Town Annex, Rockport Public Library, Community House, and Council on Aging, T. Wharf Harbor Master Office and Public Restrooms, and Rockport Public Schools through March 27. The Rockport Transfer Station will remain open normal hours, but the Swap Shop, Book Barn, and Office Trailers will be closed to the public, and the Rose Baker Senior Center in Gloucester is closed to the public. All of this is available on the website at gloucestertimes.com or in the printed version of the Gloucester Daily Times.
In Beverly, police are refusing as of Sunday night to release any additional details in the gunshot death of a 50-year-old man who was found shot dead Friday in his Beverly home. Buck Anderson and Julie Manganis, staff writers for the Salem News, write that the victim was identified Saturday by the Essex County District Attorney's Office as Donald R. Fogg of 10 Summer Street, Beverly. Police went to that address at around 6 p.m. Friday in response to a notification of possible shots fired. Fogg's body was found inside dead of the gunshot wounds. Police declined to say whether, other than the killer, that there was anyone in with Fogg when he was shot. No arrests have been made, and police declined to say whether they have any witnesses or suspects.
Taylor Ann Bradford is writing in today's Gloucester Times, when Mark Gunane and his newly married wife began thinking about having children, the Gloucester native brainstormed ways to support his potential family. What he landed on, a pot shop. He's quoted as saying, "I thought this would be the best way to provide for them." After years of weeding through regulations, paperwork, and even going back to school for a second degree, Gunane hopes that his Hooligans Enterprises pot shop will be taking root at 321 Gloucester Crossing as early as this year. The Irish-themed pot company's name is a derivative of the Irish surname Houlihan. The Manchester-by-the-Sea resident has a lease in place at Gloucester Crossing and is now negotiating a host agreement with Gloucester. A community outreach meeting to discuss details of the proposed retail cannabis has been scheduled for March 17 from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Beauport Hotel at 55 Commercial Street. As of Friday, Gunin confirmed the meeting is still on, as Hooligans Enterprises will not be granted a host agreement until one takes place. He said he would be checking in with the hotel over the weekend in case the hearing must be postponed due to the growing concern about the coronavirus pandemic. Other pot shops that have been scheduled to open their door in Gloucester are months away from doing so. Having passed its final inspection, Happy Valley Ventures has plans to open a multi-purpose facility at 38 Great Republic Drive in Blackburn Industrial Park. As Hooligans will be a retail-only shop for the time being, Happy Valley plans to grow, harvest, and make consumable products for its customers with an additional location at 2 Opportunity Way in Newburyport. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Peabody, 6 school leaders are scheduled to be interviewed for the job of permanent Peabody superintendent during a special school committee meetings this week. 3 interviews are scheduled for March 16. They include Julie Kuchenberger, the interim superintendent of the Hamilton-Wenham Regional District, Melissa Akins-Ryan from the Bourne Schools, Wayland Superintendent Arthur Unabansky. Others include John Vidala, Assistant Superintendent Revere, Omar Easy, the Executive Assistant Principal of Academics at Everett High School, Christopher Lord, Peabody's Assistant Superintendent and Principal of the Peabody High School. The school committee is seeking to fill a vacancy caused by the death of Superintendent Kara Murtagh last November. Ethan Foreman has much more on that story in today's Salem News. Well, those are some of the stories making news on the North Shore on this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us here on North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, reminding you to social distance and be safe on this Monday and this week ahead. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.